Mark Levin, Will We Reject Our History by Electing Joe Biden? By Jeff Poor on November 3, 2020. Monday on Fox News Channel's Hannity, conservative talker Mark Levin suggested a vote for Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden was a rejection of history. He maintained that Biden represented failed ideologies that were not part of the American DNA and had failed in many other parts of the world. Transcript as follows. Levin, yeah, the polls are irrelevant. The good news is that Democrats are very much spent. Two-thirds or so the people have voted and now it's our turn, Republicans. It's almost like a military operation without the violence. It's time for Republicans to come out of every township, every village, every city, every suburb and bring family members and vote, too. It is time for us to make our presence felt on election day. We need to make sure everybody we know votes, too. If more of us about than them, we win and we save this republic. I want to tell a quick story. You know, when I was a kid, I live in and around Philadelphia and we would take the train into Philadelphia to go to Independence Hall. And Independence Hall was basically the Pennsylvania Assembly Building in Philadelphia. And my friend Eric and I would go there, we're 13 or 14 years old. We would go all the time, and we'd look in that hall and see where the great George Washington sat. And other members who of the Second Continental Congress when they were voting on the Declaration of Independence. And they would return 8.5 years later to work out the Constitution of the United States and we'd go down the hall and we would see two floors, the upper chamber and the lower chamber. The reason it was on the lower chambers because it was the first floor in the upper chamber, where the Senate would meet. And then another hall where the Supreme Court met. All in this little area where America was born. And I think to myself, America, where did this idea of America come from? It came from Aristotle and Cicero. It came from the greatest minds mankind has ever created, America. They talk about it as an idea. It was an idea, but we made it a concrete reality. There has nothing been like America on the face of the earth. John Locke and Montesquieu where we get separation of powers. These men who created this country, they were well-read, they were scholars. They understood what came before. As opposed to this, Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders and Ock and so forth. Do you know what this is? This is warmed over Marxism. It's been tried in country after country. There is no great thinking behind this. There's no great men or scholars behind this. This will take your liberty and turn inside out. They will devour your jobs. They will devour your free will. America is great because of its respect for the individual. The individual isn't even discussed in this document. Private property rights are important. Why? What do you do most days? You work, you create wealth, you own a home, you create your own property. That is your physical and intellectual labor. This doesn't recognize this. This is all about government. This is all about power. Whether you work in the coal mines, whether you work in steel mills, whether you work in the oil patch, whether you are driving trucks, whether you're grocery store owners, whether you're white collar, blue collar, union, non-union, middle class, suburbs, inner city, liberty is the key. The word liberty doesn't show up anywhere in here. In these speeches that Biden has given, the word liberty is never discussed. You know what equality is without liberty, Sean? It's tyranny, it's totalitarianism. Liberty is the key and everything in this 112-page document is about tyranny, not liberty. So when you go to vote tomorrow, those of you who haven't voted, you've got to get people out to vote tomorrow even if you have voted. But if you haven't voted, you're making a decision. Keep this in your head, do I back what this nation was founded on? All these great men, all these great thinkers, John Locke was asked, you write so beautifully about these magnificent ideas and where does it exist? 500 years ago, he says, one place, America. America. We don't want to be like Europe. We don't want to be like Canada. We don't want socialism. We don't want Marxism. All those things have failed. If people want those things, there's 100 countries you can go to where it exists. There's only one America. Think about the men who fought at Lexington and Concord and Yorktown. Think about the men who fought that Revolutionary War for 8.5 years, put everything on the line. Think about the Civil War, over 800,000 casualties. One battlefield after another, Abraham Lincoln. His speech in Gettysburg, his second inaugural address. Think about the beginning of the last century when we were then attacked by the progressives, the Marxists, the Hegelians and so forth, coming out of Germany. The counter-revolution against our revolution. But think about World War I, where the Yanks and World War II saved the world again. The Vietnam War, the Korean War and the other wars that we fought. What did we fight for? Did we fight for free college? Did we fight for higher taxes? Did we fight for open borders and illegal aliens? We fought for our nation, for our unity, for these values. Who do we rely on more? Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, George Mason, James Madison, Orrock, and Pelosi and Schumer and Biden? Biden is a dime store politician. He's been a politician. He's been on the public dole for 47 years. The man has accomplished absolutely nothing. 39 years in the Senate, 8 years as vice president. Are we going to reject our history? Are we going to reject the agents that inform our history for Joe Biden, who runs around, talks about unity, says he would do more on the virus when you know he would not? Everything is at stake. I will close with a quote from one of the great Thomas Sowell, one of the great living icons, and he said on my show, Sean, back in July, what I see is if the election goes to Biden, that there's a good chance that the Democrats will then control the branches of Congress and the White House. And considering the kinds of things they are proposing, that could well be the point of no return for this country. We've come too far. We are too great of a nation. We have saved too many people. We have lost too many lives. Think about your own ancestors. To surrender this country in one vote to a failed lifelong career politician and a bunch of leftists and Bernie Sanders and old-time red out of Brooklyn, think about it. That's it. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.